Jenny Bax is with me once again, and you can catch Jenny, of course, Sunday mornings on Ultra 96.5 between 6 and 10, but she's with you right now, and she has a little segment each week called Treasuring Mothers. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, are we talking gaps this morning?
Gaps, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So like gap in the teeth or, you know, like...
gaps in your fence. Yeah. Well, first of all, I'll tell you a story about a wolf whistle that I got once, and perhaps you'll understand what I mean by having a gap. Not long after I got married, I was just walking home from wherever I'd been, walked in the front gate, and there were some workmen working in our street on the power lines. And I just happened to smile at one of the young guys that was working there as I walked in.
Just being friendly.
Yeah. That's right. Just doing the nice thing. Walked in, I don't know, did something for half an hour, came out to drive off somewhere. And as I was getting in the car, this wolf whistle echoed down the street. And the supervisor told the guy off quite resoundingly, but I was so embarrassed because I hadn't realised that was the response I would get just from being friendly with this young guy. And it's been something I've been aware of, that I had to learn how to appropriately respond to men after I got married. This was even before I got married, learning how to talk to boys, or what was appropriate to talk to boys, was really hard.
And you went, oh, if I could just talk to my mum about
this. You know. I had no guidance. And I'd talk with my girlfriend about it, and she'd talk to her mum, but I didn't have that mother-daughter relationship to guide me through. And I made some terrible blunders in my teenage years trying to work out that. And then it continued after I got married. So it was just interesting to work out. I had boundaries I had to set, obviously, and didn't quite know what to do and how to do it.
Didn't have your mum as a sounding board or to be able to give you some wise advice on certain things. And
That's right. Because she died at when I was 16, she probably withdrew from when I was about 13 or 14 because she was unwell. Yeah. And so that's all those teenage years of information that I wasn't gathering. And so that's what I mean by a gap. I have a gap, or had a gap, in those particular pieces of information that weren't passed on to me.
Interesting. I found I have gaps too. Like, you know, I lost my dad when I was 10, and I found I have gaps. Like when I was 24 years old, I was working in an office area, and my boss had to take the car out and do something in the car. Got a flat tire. Mm-hmm. And it was the mobile phone. I rang him and I said, "Hey, Jeff, I have a flat tire. What do I do?" He's like, "How old are you?" And I said, 24. He said, "Well, you change it." I'm like, "I don't know how." You know, and he was quite staggered that I didn't know how. But I kind of thought about it. I thought, well, hang on. I didn't have a dad around. Nobody ever showed me this stuff, you know. Mm. And so, I mean, I worked it out and I changed the tire and stuff. But I was quite embarrassed because there was a gap, you know, like that I'd never been taught.
That's right. And often it seems like everybody else knows, but you don't. And it's you can identify those things when it's practical things like that. But sometimes I wonder, there's probably relational things or what to do, social etiquette, that I don't know what I'm missing out here. Yeah. I'm missing something and I don't know what it is. And I think I was very aware of that when I was first pregnant, the very first pregnancy, going, oh my goodness, I have no idea what to do and I don't even have a mum to show me.
Yeah. I was the same. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not ready to be a dad. How can I be a dad? Like, you know, I don't know how to be a dad, you know, because I didn't have a dad that taught me how to be a dad.
Yeah. So, very tricky. So what I don't know what you ended up doing, but what I ended up doing was saying, okay, God, can you please show me how to do this thing, because I don't have a mum and I need that primary relationship, and I know that part of your character is not just to be a father but a mother as well, and so can you show me step by step what to do? And that was a prayer that I prayed day after day after day.
So do you find that in things like that particularly, you think God fills those gaps?
I'm sure he does. There's so many times when I prayed and asked for help or prayed particularly that he'd show me what I didn't know, because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, little blind spots.
That's right. So that there would be a way that I would find out. So often it would be because I'd be observing other families and see how they were operating and go, okay, that's what they do, and that's what they do, and that's what they do. What do you want me to do, God? And so out of that conglomeration of information, I was able to make a decision about how to operate.
The other thing I found is, you know, being involved in like our church and, and other groups, is you also find other men that you really look up to. For me, I was like, oh, that guy really, you know, he inspires me, you know, and he's, and he's a great dad and he's a good husband. And so I would come alongside those men and almost like a mentoring relationship.
Yeah, that's
right. And that really helped as well.
And I had a couple of women who were like that as well, which was great. And that's the value of church family. And I think people underestimate that. If you're in a church family, you don't realize the value of it. And if you're not in a church family, you don't realize what a resource it is.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, especially if you're a single parent, being involved in a church family makes a huge difference.
It's massive.
Anyway, it's to do with treasuring our mothers, our parents, and understanding that as we treasure our children, how do we fill those gaps?
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks,
enjoyed
Scott.
This chat.
Good.